Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm broadcasting live today in Cleveland, Ohio at the Cozy Building Council of Small Enterprises, cozy.org. And, you know, I've done this before, folks. You've heard me broadcast from the Cozy offices before, and it's a chamber devoted to small businesses. And I'm up here doing some work with these guys, and they asked me to do my show from here, and so why wouldn't I? And especially when they line up some great guests for me, local folks, local stakeholders, local members, local organizations that are helping small business owners in the area. And one of those folks is Joe Gross. He's executive director of Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business Initiative here in the Cleveland, Ohio area. Joe Gross, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Welcome to you.
It's good. Thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure. I love Cleveland. Okay, Joe, the Goldman Sachs, one of the big banks. Mm-hmm. And they looked around. They said, "We need to help small business owners more." You came up with the 10,000 Small Business Program. Tell us about it.
The Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses Program is a public-private partnership. Goldman Sachs invested $500 million into this program, and it's dedicated primarily for one purpose, and that's to help small businesses grow jobs.
How are you doing that?
We're doing that by working with organizations like we're here. We're part of Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses Program at Tri-C, which is a local community college here in the Northeast Ohio area. And what we do is we have a program that we work with organizations like Cozy, recruiting second-stage companies. That means companies that have been in business for a while. We look for companies that have been in business for 2 years, have a minimum of $150,000 in revenue up to about $4 million, and at least have 4 full-time equivalent employees. And we insist that the owner and an equity stake owner in the business participate in the program, which is purposes to provide 3 things: business education, business advising, and access to capital. It's been proven if you do those 3 things for small business, you'll help them grow.
Now, I just had John Dearborn on a few minutes ago with Jumpstart. So, you know, he's getting people out of the ground. He's giving them 2 nickels to rub together, so to speak, in the beginning. Would some of his graduates be a prospect for your program?
It sounds like
you guys might dovetail a little bit.
You almost asked a question I would give you to ask. Jumpstart is one of our key partners. We have 4 okay. key partners in Cleveland that we work with to get the word out to the business community. Cozy, which is obviously
right.
speaks for itself, is
mm-hmm.
one of the largest chambers in the United States.
That's right.
Another major partner of ours is Jumpstart. We work mm-hmm. with Jumpstart because they tend to touch the ecosystem totally in Northeast Ohio, and we look for organizations that may not fit their bill or companies that they've met that they've helped that are ready for the second stage.
If I didn't have any connections, I wasn't a member of Cozy, I never heard of Jumpstart, I was just a guy out here trying to start a business, I have a few customers coming in the door and I'd like to grow. How would I approach you guys?
We have 4 name partners.
Can I come without references? I guess
you can come. Yeah, you know, if you meet the qualifications, which I just said, you've been there 2 years, mm-hmm. you have $150,000 in revenue, and you've got 4 full-time equivalent employees. You know, we have 51,000 businesses we're trying to recruit that qualify for this mm-hmm. program in Northeast Ohio.
How old is this program?
This program has been around for 2 years. It's now started in New York City.
Yeah.
Moved to Los Angeles, Long Beach, Houston, New Orleans, Chicago, Cleveland, moved to Salt Lake City, most recently Philadelphia, and there'll be some other locations for the rest of the year.
But there have to be businesses in those areas?
They have to be. You know, we look at a 7-county Northeast Ohio area,
okay.
but you know, we've had businesses that have expressed interest from Cincinnati, from Toledo, and if they're willing to make the commitment and come to the classes and participate in the program.
So talk about that. Talk about the classes.
Mm-hmm. The classes we have a curriculum which is very unique, was developed by Babson College, which is one of the
entrepreneurial out of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
They're good friends of mine.
Number one entrepreneurial institute. We recruit a local faculty of experienced former business owners and executives that, mm-hmm. that facilitate the program. And it goes through 9 modules, roughly about 100 hours of education, going through all the key things on the growth opportunity.
Financial management.
financial management.
You got to have that. That's good. So and then what happens? Then they take that course, and they have access to capital.
They have access to a number of things. We'll introduce them a number of resources. We have our own business advisors who have a serious experience in the industry. They'll work in helping them develop a growth plan.
But does Goldman Sachs actually ultimately make a loan to these folks?
Goldman Sachs has invested $10 million in access to with some community development organizations here in Cleveland, and there's an application process, and we're looking to provide working capital, which is the number one thing that small businesses need to grow.
But also put them together with other partners if that's what needs to happen. Thanks for being here, Joe. Good job. Thanks for the good work you're doing there in Goldman Sachs.
Thank you for coming to Cleveland.
Give us a website quickly.
Our website is www.tric-edu/10KSB.
All right.
If you just go 10KSB, you'll find this.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
I've got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. More of this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.